WTVQ.
Well, hello, everybody. We're here today to meet the candidates that are running for the Warwick Valley Central School District. We want to remind everybody out there that the election is going to take place on Tuesday, May the 16th, and everybody that can vote in that election will be asked to go out between 7 a.m. and 9 p.m. that day. And there are six people running, so we're going to find out as far as who the candidates are, and we've got a bunch of questions that were prepared for us here. So we're going to, first of all, I guess, go from left to right, and I'll sort of mix around as we go on. Adrienne, I'm going to let you introduce yourself first. Go ahead.
Great. Good morning. My name is Adrienne Teveter, and I've been a resident in the district for 8 years. My husband and I have been married for 15 years. We have two children in the district. My son is at Sanfordville in fourth grade, and my daughter is in the middle school in fifth grade. We come from Monroe prior to here and knew that, eventually we were going to want our kids in the Warwick School District because it's got such a great reputation. So we're so happy to be here and so lucky to be part of this district. And, I'm an active mom. I've been in healthcare administration all of my life. My husband is retired NYPD and currently works for the Orange County Sheriff's Office as a deputy sheriff, working in the Pine Island BOCES as an SRO officer. My kids are active in the community. They are engaged in sports and dance and drama and all of those fun things. So we love Warwick. We love our district, and I'm happy to be here.
All right. So it's Adrienne Teveter.
Yes.
All right. Now, I just want to remind everybody also, we're doing three of the folks that are running this hour. Then after this hour is complete, we'll do the other three candidates that are running. So candidate number two that we have is Bob Howe. And Bob, tell us a little bit about yourself. The same thing, basically, what you do for a living and how you got here and how long you've lived in the area.
Hi, I'm Bob Howe, and I've lived in Warwick since 81, and I've been on the school board since 93. I have two children who have passed through the school district, and I'm a business owner. I own a business in Pine Island. I make passive solar sunrooms there, and I also... I have a passion for education. I was part of a parent-run school for 6 years, from preschool up through fourth grade for both of my children, and then they moved over into the school district. I bring the experience of having been on the board for 30 years. When I got on the board, we had an average school district. We've moved through the different superintendents, we have moved from into a good school district to now we are a great school district. We are one of the best school districts in New York State. We are the most fiscally solvent districts in the county and in the area, and also we are an education leader in the state. Districts from all over come to study us now. I currently, having been on the board this number of years, I'm currently, for the past 6 years, very active with our community center. I'm the liaison from the board to the community center, specifically on the Coalition for Teenage Prevention of Drugs and Alcohol. And I have helped integrate the coalition into our two schools. So thank you.
All right, that is Bob Howe. Now, Bob is one of the incumbents. There are three incumbents that are running. Bob is one of them, and John Garcia is another. John, tell us the same thing. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I've been on the board for 6 years. I'm a lifelong resident, 67 years old. I went away for college for 4 years and came right back, and I was lucky enough to be a teacher in the Warwick Valley school system for 35 years. I've been a coach for 41 years. I've coached football, basketball, baseball, and tennis. My wife was also an educator for 33 years. She's retired in the system. My parents graduated from Warwick High. My grandparents graduated from Warwick High. I graduated from Warwick High. And both of my sons, who are teachers, also graduated from Warwick High. So obviously, it is a super great place. And I've seen it all. I've watched the place grow from being basically a farm community to still the nicest community around. Nobody can touch it. It's the best. The school district has always been great. I know myself, the tools that they gave me to go to college and then come back, and the assistance that I got as a teacher makes Warwick obviously second to none. Just look around, go to any other place you want to go. It's not as nice as ours. Other things that I've been involved in is I was the recreation director for the Village of Warwick for 25 years. I worked under five mayors, Mayor McGrath, Mayor, God bless their souls, Mayor Papacino, Mayor LaCalamita, Mayor Pertelli, and also the current mayor, Mike Newhart. I had a lot of responsibilities. We created a lot of the youth programs you see in the summer, the track program, the tennis program, the soccer program, the swim program. We were leaders in that, thanks to those great guys who were in charge at the time that gave me that opportunity. It was a great quarter of a century for me. I was also, I had to put together the Christmas Eve service as part of the recreation job at the Old School Baptist Church to work with the Historical Society, which was a lot of fun. I really liked that. And obviously I did Little League and youth basketball and all the other sports also. It was just a great opportunity. Thank you, Frank.
That is John Garcia. And today, once again, we're kind of delving into the important topic of the upcoming Warwick Valley Central School District Board of Education election. And we want to ensure that our community members are well informed about the candidates and the issues that they will face. And that's why we prepared a set of questions that will help each prospective school board member address a broad range of topics that'll come before any school board out there, especially the one in the Warwick Valley Central School District. All right, so we're just going to start keeping going around the room, and I'll start with somebody different each and every time. Let's get into like the first question we have before we take a break. This one will do for Bob Howe. What motivated you to run for the Board of Education?
Originally, I served for 3 years on a district finance committee before I decided to run for the board. I felt that the board and the administration was out of touch with the local economy, the local population. We were in a recession, and they put up a budget that gave very large raises, and they cut programs at the same time, and they raised taxes. And I thought that, as a business person, I thought that was just totally impractical and out of touch with it, with our local people. And also, but like I said, I have a passion for education. As part of a parent-run school, I could see the potential for the Warwick District, and we were only an average district. And I thought that I could bring something then to the district with my background.
That is Bob Howe. We're going to talk now with John Garcia with the same question. What made you run for the Board of Education?
For me, it's kind of a labor of love and community service. My father drilled that into us as young kids. And also, I'd been part of the school basically my entire life. And then after retiring after 35 years, I was kind of like, how do I give back? I mean, I was fortunate enough to coach many, many teams at Warwick and be part of 27 championship teams, but I got a little bit too old to do that, and I wasn't teaching anymore because I would have been the ancient mariner at that point. So I basically wanted to find a way to give back because it was important, and I'd watched my dad build the dugouts at the Little League when I was a young kid and form the Warwick Softball League and always be the first guy to do community-type stuff. So for me, that was a big part of it. And I figured with my background in physical education and sports, and also I have a degree in school administration and supervision, that, you know, I could add some things. And plus, I'm a lifelong Warwickian, and I worked with all the kids who are now not kids anymore. So I have my finger on the pulse of kind of what people think and want. So I kind of figured this was my best way to contribute to the community, and that's really my gist for being on it.
All right, that is John Garcia. Adrian Tavita, what motivated you to run for the Board of Education this time?
So during COVID, when our Board of Ed meetings became in person again, I started attending them and was genuinely interested in what was happening in the district. I just wanted to be in the know. And the more meetings I went to, the more I would sit there in the room and say to myself, this is great, but I want to participate in this process. I felt like a drive to want to be part of the solutions that made our district the great district that we're in. I mean, we do offer the gold standard of education in our district. And I have so much pride for living here, and the fact that our kids are in this district, and we're so lucky. And I want to be a part of it. And I also think that you know, there's not enough emphasis that's placed on educational success that an average mother can have. And it's a drive that's deep in me. And I think that it would benefit our district to have mothers, parents in general, really represented and have a voice on our Board of Education. We, you know, I don't believe as of right now that there is even a mother on the Board of Education that has any children actively in the district. So it's nice to have skin in the game. I do. And I'm enthusiastic about being part of the decision-making process. And, yeah.
All right. That is Adrian Taveter. We're going to take a break and we're going to come back in just a little bit and continue with the questioning for the Warwick Valley school vote coming up once again Tuesday, May the 16th. Keep that in mind. You've seen all the signs up along the roads throughout the town. Hey, good actually to hear the people, and we'll be right back.
John S. Burke Catholic High School in Goshen is a co-ed preparatory school that promotes academic rigor, respect, values, and responsibility. Burke Catholic will shape students' talents and abilities academically, spiritually, emotionally, and physically. Burke Catholic teaches young men and women the spirit of Catholic Christian values, how to demonstrate civic responsibility, and to become leaders who will positively impact and serve the world. For admission information, visit burkecatholic.com. or schedule a tour to learn more.
The number one repair shop for autos, trucks, and vans is McBride Auto Shop in Woodland Park, New Jersey. McBride offers computerized four-wheel alignments, frame straightening, and repair, as well as expert painting and color matching. And if you ever need a tow, McBride is the place to call. McBride also offers same-day service, early bird drop-off, as well as warranties and vehicle pickup. For the finest in vehicle repair and painting, visit McBrideAutoBody.com.
You've changed thousands of diapers, cut off hundreds of crusts, played hours of peekaboo and duck duck goose because you'd do anything for your kids. That's why it's so important to protect them with life insurance from State Farm. State Farm agent Williams Insurance and Financial Services will help make it easy and affordable to help you protect your family, no matter what the future holds. Because for the people you'd do anything for, life insurance could mean everything. Call your State Farm agent, Williams Insurance and Financial Services today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hi, this is Glenn Ehlers,
Paul Ruskevich,
Barry Cheney,
and Joe Menuta.
Your Orange County legislators heard every Thursday on the Roundtable at 9:30 a.m.
Call in or text in
and voice your opinion on Radio Worth Listening To.
All hits WTVQ.
Well, the hits today are all about the Warwick Valley Central School District, and we've got three of the six candidates in this hour. The other three will join us next hour. We have Bob Howe, John Garcia, and Adrian Taveter with us today. So we're going to start off the questioning this time with John Garcia, and the question is, if elected, what would be your top two priorities? What specific actions or strategies would you propose to address those priorities?
That's a good question. I think one of the things that I would like to address is the continued excellence of our educational program. We offer a lot of AP courses. We have an innovative program that has gone into effect with everybody having lunch at the same time. Sounds a little chaotic. It is, but ultimately it allows kids to take an extra class, and that extra class is in an area that maybe they wouldn't be able to take with the normal schedule. So with our unit lunch, it allows us to do that, and it allows them to enhance what they're doing. Most kids go to college, a lot of the kids go to college with some AP courses, which makes it a little easier on them when they first get there because they've already got some credits in the bank. We're offering all kinds of things that can help them on that venture. And really, as educators, our job is to kind of prepare them for what's going to happen extra in the future. So we kind of are doing that. We branched out in it. We probably do more than anybody else, but we're continually looking to make ours. We think we are the best, but we always evaluate and reevaluate that so that we can stay where we are. Also, another thing that I think that is very important that we do, because I'm very conscious of the whole person, is we have something for everybody. School doesn't have to end at 2:30. Most of our kids are involved in extracurricular activities, whether it be music, theater, sports, clubs, or things like that. And there are a lot of important lessons to be learned. We work very, very hard to provide a wide variety of those things so everyone can find their niche and find something that makes them feel good about themselves. And it also, you have the skills of working together, problem solving, and things like that. So those are two of many things that are priorities for me.
All right, that is John Garcia. Adrian Tavita, we're going to ask you the same question. If elected, what would be your top two priorities, and what specific actions or strategies would you propose to address those priorities?
You know, I have a very deep desire to collaborate. I think that education as a whole is a collaborative effort, and that includes faculty, teachers, administrators, parents, community members. And I think there are many people in our community that would like to have a voice in policy and procedure and the way we run our schools. Can you please everyone? No, but I think that it's important to hear from the community, from the taxpayers, and allow them, especially parents, because we are still parents. Even when we send our kids off to school at 7 a.m. and they return at 3, we still have responsibilities to make decisions that are in the best interest of our children. So I want to see there be more collaboration with parents in our district. And the other thing that's important to me is special education. There was a post recently on Facebook by a mother who was advocating for a co-teach classroom in our district in the first grade. And that really resonated with me because my daughter has an IEP. She's in the middle school. And I can tell you that this was her first year in a co-teach classroom, and it was a game changer for her. Her self-esteem rose. Her excitement for learning grew, and I could just see it by when she would come home from school enthusiastic to talk about her day and her interactions with other students in her co-teach classroom. So I think it's really important that we strive to make that happen. I know that is something that the district is talking about, and I fully support incorporating all of our students together.
All right, that is Adrian Tavita. And now the same question goes to Bob Howe on this one. In this case, if reelected, what would be your top two priorities? What specific actions or strategies would you propose to address those priorities?
Well, as I said in my introduction, my passion for the last 6 years has been the emotional development of our students, where we seem to be in a culture of tremendous stress, tension, unease that has affected our students dramatically. I have helped integrate the coalition into both our middle school and our high school, which are committees of administration, teachers, students, and community members, to raise the awareness of the dangers of drugs, alcohol, vaping. And we have just added a suicide prevention specialist into the coalition. So every month I report and I keep bringing to the attention of the administration the importance of all these programs for our students. It's been a very worthwhile. The district has really embraced it. I have to give a shout out to our Superintendent Dr. Leach, because he has really been on, you could almost say, cutting edge in our area of focusing on the emotional health of our students and all the dangers that are out there. Secondly, would be a continual support to the superintendent for long-range planning. A dozen years ago, a number of us board members, came together and realize that most superintendents are basically deal day-to-day problems. And it's very difficult for them to have the vision to do long-range planning at the, the direction of the board. We have developed 5-year plans and helped bring Warwick from then a good district We are now a great district as a result of that.
All right, that is Bob Howe. This time, I guess we're going to start with Adrian and the question this go round. And it's an interesting one because I think it affects everybody that has to pay school taxes. It says, how does a school board balance the need to provide a quality education with the need to respond to the local taxpayer burden?
You know, I think that considering the seniors in our community and not forgetting that they also are affected by our budget is extremely important. One thing that I think concerns me coming up is a mandate coming down from Albany for electric buses, which is going to directly affect all of our taxpayers. There doesn't seem to be any, plan to address the issues that come along with the mandate, and it's going to directly affect all of our taxpayers, including our seniors. So, things like, the initial cost to purchase buses, the cost of infrastructure to support the fleet of electric buses, power going out, the need to employ mechanics who specialize in the repair of electric vehicles. These are all things that, among a million other aspects that affect our budget, this is just one thing that, not only affects the community with children in the district, but it also includes our diverse community of seniors in the district as well.
All right, that is Adrian. Bob, we have a question for you. The same question. How does a school board balance the need to provide a quality education with the need to respond to the local taxpayer burden?
That was my original impetus for getting on the board. I wanted to know, be more involved with that. We have a superintendent who has a finance background. And also a vision for education. And he has made us the most fiscally sound district in Orange County. We have been able to keep our taxes low. We had last two years in a row, we had a zero and a minus tax increase. We have outside revenue that comes in that other districts don't. We close schools because, our population was declining, but we have then filled both those schools with rentals, and so we have that income coming in. We have reached out to Greenwood Lake, and now we are bringing in those students with their tuition. So we have money coming in that allows us to continue to grow, offer more AP courses than any other high school in the area. And we are also working with BOCES to bring our kids back from BOCES and create programs in our schools, which saves us money by doing that and allows our kids a better education because they're not using their time on the buses. We have created a cosmetology program. We have created a visual arts program. We have created a criminology program, bringing all our kids back into the district. So we continue to support our superintendent. As I said, he's a visionary, and he's also very financially astute, and he's continually looking for ways to, enhance our programs, but at the same time, with an eye on the bottom line.
All right, that is Bob Howe, and John Garcia is next with the same question. How does a school board balance the need to provide a quality education with the need to respond to the local taxpayer burden?
Well, we all know that other than representing our community as a school board member, we want to give our kids the best possible education that we can at a price that we can afford, and that's exactly what we tried to do. Bob alluded to some of the things we do with the tuition kids that come in, not just from Greenwood Lake, but from other places. Obviously, we've got the two old schools rented, and the BOCES program, by bringing them back, that's a big savings to us. But even more important than that, it brings our kids back to the campus so that they have one central school so that they feel part of it. That was a big part of the thrust that we have. We continue to look to do things from what other schools are doing. For example, Minisink has a nursing program. Maybe at some point we will be able to add more of those type of things so that it makes it better for our students. And also it's a huge savings to the district. We bring in another $4 million in these programs that we do, which keeps us going. You have to remember that we get the least amount of state aid of anybody. We get 27%. The next closest person is Cornwall at 37%. So we have to be very skillful as a central administration and as a board to continually evaluate what we're doing, because we do not have the advantages that some of the city schools and others have, where they just get so much money back. So those are the kind of things that we look at all the time. And also the twist to the whole thing is it makes it better for our students. It puts them in a better spot. For years, parents always said, you know, it's better if I send my kid to BOCES because he can learn whatever plumbing or whatever he feels is important, but he's really not a part of the mix when he goes to the prom or she goes to the prom. They don't really feel like it. So we not only are concerned with the financial part, but we want to make sure that our kids get a good shake out of the whole thing.
All right, that is John Garcia, along with Adrian Taveter and Bob Howe. They're in this section of our school board talk today, and one thing that will be coming up in the next hour is the other three candidates that are running. So I want you to stay here with me and once again remind everybody we'll come back after the break with more. The election is Tuesday, May the 16th, 7 a.m. till 9 p.m. We'll run down a little later on where you go to vote. There's a three different locations out there. Six people running for three positions on the Warwick Valley Central School District Board.
Hi, this is Brenda Wiley with Howard Hanna Rand Realty. Looking for a weekend getaway, a year-round retreat, or maybe you're considering selling? I'll help to bring your vision to a reality. Enjoy four seasons of lakefront living on Greenwood Lake. Go fishing, swimming, and boating all summer long. And when fall arrives, go apple picking, hiking, or skiing on Mount Peter. Visit brendabwiley.randrealty.com and let's find the home of your dreams.
Silvio's Restaurant and Martini Bar is where you'll dine in an elegantly restored 18th century mansion. Silvio's elegant atmosphere includes an artistic martini bar, terrazzo gardens, or choose a place by the fireside. Reserve your table and feast on the finest farm-to-table menu in the Hudson Valley. Choose Silvio's and they'll customize to fit your party and budget, whether at Silvio's or at your place. You'll find Silvio's at Route 94 South in Warwick. Visit silviosvilla.com.
Hi, this is John Tesh. Tune in for great music and intelligence for your life on weekdays at 1 p.m. as we assemble the tips, the facts, and the news you need to be happier, healthier, more lovable, and more fun to be around. Radio worth listening to.
We put the intelligence out there. You decide what to do with it.
WTBQ.
We're continuing with our discussion, Meet the Candidates, the Warwick Valley Central School District Board of Education, and the budget vote taking place on Tuesday, May the 16th. By the way, polling locations will be in three different districts, depending on whether you're in. District 1 will be at the Pine Island Firehouse, 2 will be at the Dorothy C. Wilson Education Center, and District 3 at King's School. Six people running, three of them on this hour, three of them on the next hour. With us today, we have Adrian Taveter, Bob Howe, and John Garcia. We're going to start off with Bob Howe. This question, prepared by an outside source for us, we've kind of answered some of these questions, so it may be a little bit of a redundancy here, but what is your perspective on the direction that education in our school district should take?
There's a broad question.
Right?
The biggest responsibility of a board is the hiring of a superintendent. And I've been with four superintendents now, and we have finally found ourselves a star. Someone who not only understands the day-to-day workings of a school district, but also is a visionary. And he has elevated our district to one of the best in the states. I mean, we are... have blue ribbon. All four of our schools have earned blue ribbon designations. And, as John Garcia said, we continue to expand our AP courses. students now can actually take a full year of college courses and save, you know, save their parents, save themselves a whole year of tuition in, with college courses. We continue to expand our hands-on courses for our kids. So we're in very good shape, but we continue. You know, we have a very good board. We have some wonderful candidates running this year, people who really care about education and about our kids. So I think we will continue to grow and to be a great district.
That is Bob Howe and his comment. We're going to go to John Garsha for the next one. Same question. What is your perspective on the direction that education in the Warwick Valley Central School District should take?
I think that we've done some things in the last couple of years that are a little bit innovative. Our entire K through 12 adheres to a formula that we came up with, which is called Portrait of a Graduate. And in the Portrait of a Graduate, it allows our teachers to give the facts and talk about the things of a, of an issue. And our kids at that point, what they will do is they will collaborate. They'll be creative. They'll be innovative. They'll see some conflict. They'll see people who that are against them. And I think that's something that's big right now. It seems like nobody can go a little bit in the middle or listen to anybody else. Somebody says something, and if you don't agree with them, you're wrong. And I think by teaching this kind of thing with critical thinking and turning these kids into lifelong learners, realizing that they have to work together is going to be good. And our teachers have to be good, and they have to be able to guide them in that area. So, you know, to me, that's something that we've taken on. I'm sure that at times you can do it a million different ways, which I think is the beauty of education. There's a lot of different ways to skin a cat. There's a lot of different ways to teach kids. I know as a teacher myself, something that would work with one class would be a disaster with the next class. So you have to know your population. You have to know who you are. You have to know who your kids are so that you can do whatever.
All right, that is John Garsha. Adrian Taveter, the question is, what is your perspective on the direction that education in our school district should take?
Yeah, I mean, I agree with everything that these gentlemen said. I think it's really important to teach our kids how to critically think. And again, I think I would encourage our district to incorporate more collaboration with parents. I remember at one point there was a questionnaire that had gone out via email to parents. I think it may have pertained to masks, and it had asked for the opinion of parents on how they wanted to move forward once the mask mandate was lifted. And whatever the subject matter was, it was striking to me it felt, and I know that I've gotten this feedback from other parents before, how important it is that our opinions matter and that parents' opinions matter. And asking people who may not necessarily align with what you believe for their opinions too. It's so important to have those conversations. And again, and like Bob said, especially in this climate that we're in, it's important to talk to people and get their thoughts and their opinions, even if you don't agree with them or they don't agree with you. There are ways to do that don't involve, you know, condescension and gaslighting, if you will. I've done it during this campaign. I've had multiple conversations with people who don't necessarily align, who we thought maybe didn't align with what I believed in. And it's surprising how much common ground you can find with somebody if you actually just get to know them. And I think it's a really good tool to teach our kids that are growing up that that's the way we should be communicating. And I think we do that in our district. And I just want to encourage that even more.
All right, that is Adrian Taveter, and we're going to start our next question off with John Garsha. And the question is, what experience do you have working with children, schools, or education systems, and how do you believe this experience has equipped you for a position on the board, or in this case, returning to the Board of Education?
Well, I think this you threw me an easy one here. I taught for 35 years in the Warwick School District. I've lived here my entire life. I have a degree in school administration and supervision. I think that I have an understanding from a lot of different things. The school administration and supervision lets me understand some of the things that when our central office people come down with decisions and the community thinks there's an easy fix to it when a law or something doesn't allow us to do it, that sometimes makes it a little bit more understandable for me, because at face value, I'm just a Warwick resident and I'm as passionate as anybody else is about things. But I think that the more common ground that you have, the better you can understand the variety of people. I want to be able to understand the guys downtown that I have coffee with in the morning, because they'll argue with me and I can tell them, you know, this is something we can't do because of this, that, and the other thing. And then there are other things that come up and you say, you know what? Those are great points. We'll take them to the board. We'll see what's going on. I'll come back and I'll find you the answer, even if I don't know it myself. But I just think that the background that I've had, and I've basically been immersed in the school population at Warwick High School and Warwick Middle School, just kind of, you know, makes me a natural in a lot of different ways that, you know, I don't really think about it because I was in it. So it was kind of an easy one for me, I think.
All right, that is John Garcia. Adrian Tevita, same question. What experience do you have working with children's schools or education systems, and how do you believe this experience has equipped you for a position on the Board of Education?
So we all know that I'm not an educator. I am a mother, though. And I do work in healthcare administration, so I do have a background in collaboration, in teamwork. I grew up in a doctor's office. My father was a doctor, and I grew up hanging around his office and learning so much just from being part of the process, which, like I had said in the beginning, is why I want to run for the Board of Education, because I want to be part of the process and learn from being part of this team. And as a mother, I think there, you know, again, there's not enough emphasis put on the importance of parents knowing what's best for their children. So I think I can certainly contribute to the process, just based on, you know, understanding what parents feel is best for their kids.
All right. That is Adrian Tevita, and Bob Howe will ask you the same question. What experience do you have working with children's schools or education systems, and how do you believe that your experience has equipped you for a position on the Board of Education?
Well, as I said, I was involved with a parent-run school for 6 years. I taught in that school. We were from preschool up through fourth grade. And that school actually became the model for our PIE program in our district. That's Parents in Education, which is a very successful program. I'm very active with our community center, specifically with the coalition, and we have a number of students who participate very actively, and so I get their input on what's happening in our school district. And also, with my experience on the board, I've been on the board longer than any administrator that we have in the school. And so I know from that standpoint why we have tried things, what has worked, what has not worked. And so I'm able to bring that perspective into our discussions. And also I'm able to bring a certain objectivity. I've had children go through the district, but I currently do not have children in the district. And so I don't have that identification any longer. But I'm able to use my experience and my education knowledge to look at things from that objective standpoint and bring that perspective.
We're speaking with three of the candidates that are running for the Warwick Valley Central School District Board. Sort of meet the candidates here today, kind of give you an idea as to their background. And I know you see a lot of signs up and everything, and that's not really any way to judge. It's kind of hard to get to know the people. So we're trying to just put this out there and just give you a little reality check into who these people are. And when we come back, we're going to do just one final question. We're going to give everybody 2 minutes each, closing comments that they would like to make. I just want to remind everybody once again, before we do that, that the polling locations are going to be for District 1 at the Pine Island Firehouse. District 2 will be at the Dorothy C. Wilson Education Center. District 3 will be King's School, and once again, the other three candidates will come up after the top of the hour. We'll get them on free. We'll take a little break and come back with them in just a little while to come up. So keep it here with us. In the meantime, let's take that break, and we'll learn more and get a final comment from all three of our candidates in the room today.
It's no secret that people are keeping their vehicles longer and driving them further than ever before. That's why at Leocadis Ford, every new and certified pre-owned vehicle we sell includes a lifetime and unlimited mileage powertrain warranty. Ford, Chevy, Toyota, Honda, we have them all. Any dealership can offer you 0%. Any dealership can talk about their great selection. But only Leocadis Ford can offer you the Cadis Advantage. As long as you own your vehicle, we have you covered. Engine, turbocharger, transmission, transfer case, and the drive system. And looking for service? Let our state-of-the-art service department take care of you with old-time values. With our tire price guarantee, we guarantee you the best price around. Need some time to pay? No problem. Take up to 6 months with the Ford service card. Every vehicle is sanitized both before and after we work on it. Cars really do cost less at Cadis. Leo Cadis Ford. Quality you can trust. Warwick, New York.
Rev up your motor and come on down to the number one dirt track racing at the Orange County Fair Speedway in Middletown this Saturday and cheer on your favorite drivers and be sure to hit the snack stand and playground with the kids. For everyone over 21, join us at the 31st Lap Tavern for a cold brew and dance to the music. Gates open at 3 p.m., grandstand and drive-in open at 4 p.m., showtime at 7 p.m. To purchase tickets, visit orangecountyfairspeedway.net.
Tired of looking tired? Make an appointment at Middletown Aesthetic Plastic Surgery with board-certified physician Dr. Thakkar, offering a plethora of treatments including Restylane, Botox, microneedling, Smart Lipo, and much more. Reshape, redefine, rejuvenate, and look younger naturally. Dr. Thakkar's team will transform you with minimally non-surgical aesthetic treatments with little or no downtime. Call now, 845-243-3852.
I'm Paul Shad in Charlotte with Kathy Martindale in Nashville.
We're so proud of bringing you the best singers in country music and the biggest stars in NASCAR.
Every Sunday at 12 noon.
Racing Country.
Welcome back. We're talking with the candidates running for the Warwick Valley Board of Education. The school vote taking place on May the 16th. That is Tuesday. Three of the candidates are with us this hour. Two of them are incumbents. They are Bob Howe and John Garcia. Adrian Tevedor is also running, and she is with us today. So, Adrian, we might as well start it off with you. We'll let you do some closing comments. Provide any closing remarks about your candidacy.
I'm excited, and I hope everyone that's listening is excited, too. I think this is a great move in the right direction for anything resembling parent-centered education. It's so important that we include our community, and I am looking forward to talking to people and hearing ideas. I just want to thank the two gentlemen in the room with me, because our school district was built by them. And it's the reason, and they are part of the reason why I'm so proud of our district and so proud to be part of it. And my children are learning in it and they're thriving in it. So I just want to thank them genuinely. And why I want to be a part of that. Who wouldn't want to be a part of that? The other thing is I just want to say that I appreciate this opportunity, because I think that, in the environment that we live in now, in the climate that we live in, there's a lot of assumptions that are made about people. And the reality is, unless you actually get to talk to someone and know who they are as a person and learn from them, assumptions are not credible. And so I hope I get to talk to the community. I want people to approach me. I think I'm approachable and reasonable. And if you got to know me, I think that you would agree that you would probably be surprised as to how much common ground you would find when talking to me. I'm just a mother. I'm an average mother. I'm a great mother, but I'm just an average mother who wants the best for every single child in this district, every child in the district. I want them to be able to take advantage of the education that we offer that is without distraction. I genuinely believe that every child deserves the right to be educated free of any of the distractions that that are unfortunately part of our climate these days. So again, thank you for the opportunity. And
all right, that is Adrian Tevedor, and we have Bob Howe with his closing remarks.
Okay, thank you, Adrian. So you know, I bring experience to the board. I bring a passion for education. I bring a passion for kids, as I've tried to convey. You know, I'm very concerned about our culture, the climate that we're in, the unsteadiness of life now for our kids, the stress they're under. I have become an advocate for emotional health of our children. The dangers, as I've talked about, the coalition that I'm involved in. So I continue serving on the board because I believe in giving back to the community. We have a beautiful community. We have become, as I said, we have become one of the very best districts in the state. Districts from Rockland, Westchester, even Long Island, they come to find out why, you know, what we are doing, how we continue being innovative. And I'll just conclude by saying after this interview, this forum, I am going to be at the Village Green in the center of town. There's a event happening to raise awareness of mental health and suicide prevention for our kids, and I'm going to be volunteering for the rest of the afternoon, and basically that is who I am. So I thank you all for this opportunity.
All right, that is Bob Howe, and we're going to wrap up this portion of the Candidates Forum with John Garcia.
Thank you, Adrian. Thanks for the kind words. Appreciated very, very much. My theme is usually pretty much the same. We are the best. I was proud to be part of it. I was proud to be part of running it. I was proud to work with almost anybody who's walked around here the last 50 years. I think we're second to none. It's just a great place to be. Our students are better than everybody else's. I truly believe that. Our athletes are better. Our music is better. Our theater is better. And we work very hard evaluating and reevaluating how to keep on top or even be better than where we are on top. That's what we do. That's what we enjoy. To me, you know, I have deep roots in the community. So, you know, I'm just proud every time I walk out and I walk down to the fields at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, or I walk downtown and say hi to 10 of my ex-students that I have. I had a kid the other day that I was talking to in the coffee shop, and we got done. He had a little thing he wanted to ask me, and when we got done, I said, "You're a really nice kid." And he goes, "Coach, I'm 56 years old." So, I mean, I enjoy being part of it, always have. And I think as a board member, we're elected to represent our community, Warwick, not the world, not other things, Warwick. And I kind of got that inside of me. You know, I want everything that we best can hear. Yes, we have to be aware of the things around us so that we're better. But in the end, a board member represents the community, I think, if they are a good board member. And I would love to have another 3 years to try. And Frank, I want to thank you guys for having us today.
Well, I want to thank all three of you for coming in. We'll have the other three candidates coming up in just a little while. That is John Garcia. If you live in the community and you live in the Warwick Central School District, this affects you, who you vote for and what you do. These guys put in a lot of time and effort. It determines and helps with our taxes. It helps when you go to sell your home. Why do you want to move to Warwick? Why do you want to get more top dollar for your home? Well, they have a great school district. These are the people that are behind making that all happen for you out there. So it's a very important decision. We want everybody to get out and vote. Hope this helps everybody a bit with your decision for voting on Tuesday, May the 16th, from 7 until 9 p.m. Once again, there are three districts to go to. If you're in District 1, it's Pine Island Firehouse. Number 2 is in the Dorothy C. Wilson Education Center. And 3 is in the King's School. Thank you to John Garcia, Bob Howe, Adrian Taveter. Best of luck. It's not a paid position. You guys devote a lot of time and catch a lot of grief. But thanks for all you do for us here in the community.
Dr. Leach said he was going to double our salaries.
Yeah, with double nothing. There you
okay.
go.
All right. All right.
Sounds good, guys. Thanks a lot for coming on the air with us. And we'll have the other candidates coming up. Just a bit. Keep it here with us. WTBQ.